All right, here we are with a late but still pertinent Week 9 podcast. Good day, I say. Folks in the ESFFL, teams playing this week, hopefully looking towards victory. Or staring down the barrel of defeat, whichever it is, we welcome you.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to our home. Jeffrey, this is fantastic that we're able to get together. Appreciate the intro. I appreciate that we're on our podcast, and I can't wait to get talking about everything ESFFL.
We have been here all day watching football games, walking between apartment and downtown Phoenixville. And yes, we are in, let's say this, we are in the home of two of my closest friends, and we're all here, right? Three of my closest friends. Sorry, I almost excluded you,
still
Roger.
I haven't had a mention yet, but I am here. We're
getting there. Okay, all right, not only are these three of my closest friends, but these are the, out of the many teams in the Eastern States Fantasy Football Leagues, these are the top four teams in terms of seniority, okay?
Hey.
So I'm representing the Cecil County Bay Foxes. And then we have, of course, original member Ted Sidoriak of the, okay, Collegeville House of Pain. You have thought about a name change, right? Let's talk about that maybe, Ted.
We have considered, yes. The move to Phoenixville brought on the idea of inspiration, change. And I think we're on a pause. We're going to wait till next year and consider the move, think about the place.
Yeah, it's a transition year. Okay.
A lot going on. But we're going to hold tight. We're going to, continue on with what we have, and we'll see.
And from not too far down the road in Schwanksville, Pennsylvania, but by going by the broader area of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Fellas. My good friend Roger Johnson, welcome to the podcast, Roger.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Yes, when we started this many, many moons ago, I was living in Philadelphia. So
that's right.
It's
Northeast.
Been Northeast the Philadelphia, Northeast. The great Northeast. So that's where the original name came from, and we have not changed it regardless.
Fell out of first place.
Yes, there's a little bit of a snafu in the name that when we originally filled it out and started the names as a New York born and bred. I was a little mockery of the Phillies, and the team was supposed to be, I put it in parentheses, the fell as of out of first place ease, and Jeff didn't want to acknowledge it, so he called me the Phillies or the Phillies.
And yet Roger never protested that that's
just
the name.
I let it run. I ran with it. I didn't want to cause.
Won three championships under that name. We shall say.
You said it, not me, Jeff.
This is true. And I must say that those three championships came early. But I have been on the mission to be the first team. This is my goal, is to be the first team to win four championships, right? That's my goal. Mm. But I have to get to three first, and I haven't got there yet. So
Jeff, I'm not going to take it away from you. It's very impressive. But, you look at the NFL. The Steelers have won six, but they don't rename the Lombardi Trophy. Because the Steelers won the most, right? It's still the original.
Listen, it will always be the Johnson Cup. You don't have to worry about that. All right, now listen. I'm going to move on to the fourth ESFFL franchise that came along in 1995. Mm. Back then, I want to say they were known as, what was the original?
It was Lansdale. It was the
North Penguins.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, of course, I'm talking about Susan Sidoriak. And we have. Are we going to link this video to the audio at some point? Is that
possibly?
I don't know. We are.
Like Roger, I've been through half a dozen name changes.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. So
I'm allowed.
North Penguins, Audubon Bonds.
Bonds.
Yep. And there's probably
Perk Valley Peeps
are in now Phoenixville.
Peeps. Yeah. Always, normally a logo change comes along with that as well.
Mm-hmm. course. All right, so we're waiting for that new logo to come on file.
Susan is the most artistic of ever.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
She absolutely can change names and logo changes.
Oh, where's
Susan is like physically pulling me.
Here we go.
Susan is undressing me. This is.
I don't know how I feel about
it. Silverbox.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan is in charge of our logo design, and I thank you for that immensely.
Absolutely.
And the dressing or the logo?
Well, both. Okay. All right. Well, but getting back to the fantasy football, we're here in week 9. All right,
this
so
may not be our greatest event this week.
Yeah,
this one,
our shining moment may have gone.
Yes, yeah. we might be reminiscing a little too much college years on this podcast, but
we've been doing that all day long. Absolutely. So here we are. So now, what we did want to talk about, we have a rule change, and you may be saying, Jeff, how many rule changes have we had this season so far? Well, this is number 11. Rule change number – timeout, Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah. So this is what you want to talk about, but
– okay, well, no, listen. This is free form. Ted, if you want to have something else –
I think we should discuss the rule change. Okay. It's not the most exciting, but it is pertinent. So I do –
no, but in this –
20 seconds, I get back.
In the season of coronavirus, there is the chance that – and you know what I was saying earlier is we could find ourselves in week 16 – in a game, I don't know the schedule, but maybe the Falcons are facing the Panthers and neither team is heading for the playoffs. And maybe the Falcons have 3 or 4 COVID cases and they just cancel that game, right? So in this situation, we have come up with a rule to kind of combat that situation. And we're going to say that if a game is outright canceled or potentially postponed outside of the normal 17-week season that we have. Maybe they add an 18th week where they're going to have makeup games, right? Mm. If that happens, you can then put the players from that game onto the taxi squad, much like a person that tests positive for COVID and goes on the COVID IR. The same
team, basically.
Yes. Rules will apply. And you can pick up a player off the free agent list if you're in a free agent period.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, thoughts?
Very fair process. It makes sense. You don't know who's going to need it, who's not. It's going to suck because the free agent pool is diluted by now. But it gives somebody a fighting chance to have a starter or someone who can score points versus someone off the team.
It's better to pick up. Who was the guy that scored the touchdown for the Austin Mack. You can pick up Austin Mack.
He didn't score the touchdown, but has the potential to score a touchdown.
The potential is there. If his elbow is not down on the half-yard line, maybe he scores
a
touchdown.
Or if Golden Tate doesn't get suspended by the team.
For being a little bit
an idiot. Yeah, right. He is a wide receiver, so they're kind of all that way.
Sort of expected.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem is – the issue that we're dealing with is that there's a million what-if scenarios, and we're trying to come up with the fairest solution, and we don't know what that is many times till afterwards. So we're trying to be proactive, and it is what it is.
And Roger said, I'm going to vote for it, even though...
Excuse me, I'm going to pass my next 30 seconds along to my colleague, Susan.
Okay, Susan, you have the floor.
About
go
this.
Ahead, go ahead.
If this is our worst problem, life's pretty good.
That's right. Okay, if we are worried about how COVID affects our fantasy football teams, well, that's much better than how COVID affects our lives in general, right? Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
And two, who named it the taxi?
So I just want to say,
I just want to say
that no matter what that sounded like on air, I did not break that glass, and I did not spill the water in that glass anywhere other than in the sink.
Oh.
Was that the greatest spill in the...
It was perfect. And then
who
named it the taxi squad?
I think that's just kind of a general myfantasyleague.com okay. type thing.
Can we change it to like the COVID cab?
The COVID cab.
Is week, that week 10 where we're going to rename it?
That's fine. You know what?
Maybe. Can you make us a logo for the COVID? If you can make us a logo for the COVID cab, then it's done. Done.
For this podcast.
Yes, done. All right. It's the COVID cab. All right. COVID cab.
So if it's a good point. So if it's one player, they're on the taxi squad. But if it's a full team, it's a COVID cab.
Okay, I'm good with
there
that.
There can't be a full team that you have to...
Well, there will be if we're talking about game cancellation. Now the whole team basically gets bumped for COVID.
True.
But not in anybody's... You don't have a whole team on your
roster. No, a whole NFL team, not a whole fantasy football team.
Up until this point, the rule has been if a player goes on the COVID IR, meaning they've tested positive or they're a close contact...
Like Cam Newton.
Yes, they go on the COVID IR. Then you can pick up a player. This rule is that if a game is canceled or postponed, then any players you have. So they don't have to have COVID, but their game was canceled.
Stupid question on
no questions are stupid, no Susan. Stupid no.
No, there is a stupid question. There is.
Okay.
Oof. Sometimes we have deadlines. So say there's a Thursday night game, but a game gets canceled on a Saturday for a Sunday because people test COVID. What happens there?
Oh. You're shrewd. We went through that earlier in the year.
Yes. I believe. Yes.
I'm starting to find out really quick that wasn't a stupid question.
No. So actually, I believe Jim Sullivan, Governor Jim Sullivan, brought up this exact same point, right? That if a game, say maybe is postponed to Tuesday, that's still in the week, right? That's still in, say, like week 12.
Depends on when they schedule when the win or loss will record. So if week 12, if Tuesday bumps to next week.
Well, we already have a precedent that a game played on Tuesday is within the current week.
The NFL has to determine so far. But the NFL has declared that a Tuesday game came in with the same as the Sunday game. But there's no saying that in the future they won't say, let's say, a Wednesday game doesn't get pushed for the following week's win-loss.
Go ahead, Roger.
But we had this discussion earlier in the year about one of the rules that it has to – if it doesn't coincide with the free agent period, right. So be it, and you're screwed.
Right.
Right?
Well, the rule wasn't you're screwed, Roger.
No,
the rule
was
an active free agent period to make a free agent move or a COVID move. You couldn't – so you're correct that your opinion is that you might get screwed.
Right.
But if they cancel – so to Susan's point, if they cancel a game at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, a Sunday game, then you can't make a change because you're out of the free agent period.
So you're screwed.
Yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's fair to everybody because everyone either is or isn't screwed. But at the same time, go against, do you want to extend the free agent period for just one team? So now let's say that team gets canceled on 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you open the free agent period for the league or just for the one person
just
that has
for the one
some
person?
Oh, really?
There's no easy answer. I think that's what we're saying. There's no easy answer to this. But if your game gets postponed from say a Sunday to a Tuesday,
it's still within the same week.
It's still correct? Within the same week. But after the free agent period closes, now we know you're not going to be able to make a move.
Correct.
But you know, there's the possibility that your game could be canceled. So it's on you whether you make a move or not to try to.
That's not a COVID cab move. That's
correct.
A free agent move.
Correct. You have to decide.
Is it unfair? Why is it unfair if you don't know?
The question is,
it
is guessing.
You have to make a decision on your own. Do I prepare for the potential that this game could be moved? Or do I hope for the best,
and
right?
And everybody's in the same boat as far as guessing and
that's
preparing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're not, in the same boat because if you don't have anybody that's impacted by that game, you're right. Not in that boat.
So as of now today, we are all in the same boat. But if in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now it happens, somebody's boat will have more water in it than
okay.
others. But we're all in the same boat today. There's no rule change being affected today that's going to help anyone that we know of or hurt anyone that we know of.
All right, so I want to bring something up now that we haven't talked about.
Oh, my God. We only have like 1 minute left, so hurry up.
Go ahead. So, but we're going to bring it up. Do we – because the way COVID has turned out this year and the no free agent – or the no training camp and all that and the injuries, do we make this year an anomaly and at the end of the year revert back to the end of last year and start – kind of start over where this year just
Hell
becomes
no.
it is.
Are no. you freaking kidding me?
This
no.
is life.
No. So
you can't erase a year.
Maybe we have podcast part two. We'll talk about this when we're done. But we know that next year it's an entirely different situation. We're changing the rules. And that's the way.
Yeah. We have scoring and rules being changed.
I had the thought of that as a topic for this podcast.
I'm talking about as far as like free agency and who's available and who's not.
That's
and,
true. So there's
right because you're like right. Do you hold over?
Do you
reverse?
That's
do you revert?
A different story.
Do you revert back to last year for the free agency?
So that could be a discussion to have, but I don't know that anyone's proposing it. I would probably
I'm not proposing anything
from the last year. But we do know, to your point, or to some of your point that you're not making, next year's scoring rules
yes.
and league rules are going to change because we're going to get away from the manual effort being put into the league that's taking place today to go more automatic. And that might put into waiver wires and some other things. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting.
Hurry up, wrap it up.
But it'll be different.
And with that, I will say, cue the music, Ted, because of the time limits associated with podcasts and file size and things like that. I must say that you've listened to this podcast in its entirety.
Kitchen knives and skewers. Dress me up in women's clothes.